Hey, everybody. Welcome to Mom Said. My name is Gabe Gibbs.
And you'll never know my name.
Her name is Allie Gibbs. And Mom Said is a podcast made by three adult siblings, but it's not about that.
But it's not about that.
It's often about that. But today, it's 0% about that. It's negative about that. Because today, it's about our friend Mary Lou.
Your new favorite sibling just dropped. Oh, my God. Wait, for a second, that was Seussical.
What was it in Seussical?
What is it? It's like the one where the monkeys are in the forest.
See, to me it sounded like something else, but I don't know what it was. Peanuts.
Oh. I'm not going to find it on my fingers. My fingers can't find it. Mary Lou, singer, actor, creator, visionary, delightful friend, improviser. What else do you claim? Moisturized.
Gamer girl. Cat mom.
Yeah.
What's
your cat's beautiful
name?
Cats.
I was going to say
three?
More than one.
We have a beautiful blended family of cats. My two biological cats are Fat Boy and Princess.
Right. Uh-huh.
And then my step cat, Piccolo. Uh-huh. And we're just now getting along.
Fat Boy, Princess, and Piccolo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's awesome.
They're becoming friends now. It's been like 9 or 10 months.
I was walking around Frogtown First Fridays last Friday.
Love.
Cages upon cages full of kittens asking to be taken home.
Oh.
And I thought, and then I thought better of it.
No.
But they
if you're not ready.
So
you thought worse.
If you're not ready.
Get a kitty.
But I travel a lot.
Kitties are okay with that.
They're down to just.
Yeah, you actually don't need to take care.
They put on their tidy whities and they slide through the living room when you leave.
Absolutely.
Risky business. They kind of love
risky business.
See, there are so many robots that can take care of your cats now.
Bro,
okay.
Robots and dogs, struggling. Robots and cats.
Absolute best friends.
Dogs are not really for robots.
No, they get scared.
They're kind of opposite spirits.
But as long as your cat has like another cat friend and a robot, they're good.
Baddie with a baddie friend.
Yeah.
And also, let me say, just in case we've already started the show, that was Gabe's fault, not Grant's fault. Though Grant is in charge of tech, Gabe did do some setting up today. And therefore, any sort of technical mishaps were probably going to be my fault.
I would probably just assume that it's your fault anyway.
I think that's
although
healthy.
I would say quality assurance, quality control, Grant, you got to watch him.
Yeah, you do need to come in and double check all my work.
You do need to come in and double check. QC, as they say.
QAQC.
QAQC. What's QA?
Quality assurance.
Oh, assurance.
That's so corporate. Baddie.
It is. I was my dad's secretary in like college summers.
So you were QCing?
I was QA and QCing. Yeah, for sure.
What does that do?
My dad was an architect and then became both my parents are architects.
You know that's one of the top five hottest jobs.
Yes, I did.
Yes.
Architect, journalist.
Well, okay. I have different ones, but architect we agree on.
Okay. We talked about this like a year ago. I don't remember what they all were.
I just know that
wait, is this your opinion or is this something you've seen online? Or both?
I think probably my opinion shaped by something I've seen online.
Great. Aren't all of our opinions shaped by something we've seen online?
Yes. Also, I'm making these up as I go, but I do feel confident about them.
Okay,
no,
I love
and,
that.
And I'm that's kind of how
that.
I roll
and,
as well.
And go for it and go.
Architect, journalist, pastry chef.
Whoa.
Elementary school teacher.
Okay. Oh. I had pediatrician on my list for the same reason.
Okay, pediatrician, I think slash.
Because it's like you went to medical school and also you're good with kids.
Yeah. Yes, 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 yes. Yeah. And oh God, last one.
You're forgetting one of the most famous ones.
Race car driver.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say soccer player or football if you're not from here because they're literally all hot.
They're all hot.
And it's hot that they do that.
Okay, you're right. I take out race car driver and I put in.
Who's your hottest athlete? I don't mean person. I mean like type of athlete. Like what
Victor
sport are they playing?
Victor Wembanyama.
We like Victor Wembanyama.
Victor Wembanyama. When he holds me, I'm gonna shout, scream, cry.
I'm so safe in those long, long alien arms with Victor Wembanyama. Victor Wembanyama.
Victor, when you gonna come and pick me up like a baby? Yeah.
Victor Wembanyama. Victor Wembanyama. I want to be your mama. Victor Wembanyama.
What sport does this person play?
This person
I
plays
knew before we started that
basketball.
Wait, yeah, yeah. Imagine.
What team? Wildcats.
The Spurs. Wildcats. Get your head in the game. He does.
Get your head in the game.
Yes.
Imagine arms so long.
Is he the guy that's like totally huge?
Yes.
Well, they all are.
There's one the guy that everybody's like, who's going to stop this totally huge guy?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
He is him.
He's so tall.
He's tall and he's lean.
And wait, you're into that sexually?
And?
Often, yes.
And he's French.
He's French.
Wait, French is one of the top five hottest
jobs
ways
you can
of
have.
Talking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. French is one of the top. Well, I did say pastry chef, which I feel like
has a Frenchness to it.
It does have a Frenchness
to it. Have
I
a
think
Frenchness.
He's strange enough looking that we're entering kink territory with Wembanyama.
And I feel comfortable
well,
to
be
okay.
seven,
accepting that.
You know to what
I
mean? 7 foot ten?
No, he's
yeah.
like alien.
I mean, he literally like.
They call him the alien, alien. Well, which I think is sad, and I wonder if it upsets
him. I agree. Does he like that?
I don't think so.
I thought this too. His whole nickname is the alien, but he does his autograph, like his signature, he draws a little alien face.
Aww,
so I wonder,
maybe he likes it.
Is he owning it in the way that,
or alternatively,
he's rich. He doesn't give a fuck.
No,
rich people get
sad.
No, rich people get sad.
Famously, they get a little bit sadder than the rest of us.
That is true.
Yeah, yeah. All the rich people I've encountered have a deep, deep darkness to them. I say with
so
love.
It turns out when you, it turns out when you don't have any problems in your life, you find them on the inside of your soul.
When the external friction is a thing of the past, the only friction you find is inside of you.
Song not funny
that
because
gorgeous.
That's a real truth because
that's
life.
A real true hardship
and we've been blessed with the need to make money to live so that we don't have to pay attention to what's deep in our souls.
Yes,
right.
It also made us funny.
Agree.
As children.
Agree. Right.
No, totally. And
were you always funny? You've been funny as long as I've known you, which has been like 5 or 6 years, but
yeah,
just became funny then.
I didn't know if it was like something you picked up a couple years ago.
Upon meeting you.
Yeah, you were
like,
I just was like,
I gotta be funny.
Started to be hilarious.
Inspired. I was never the class clown. I would not say that, but I've always had impeccable comedic timing.
Sure,
no, of course.
Sure.
And I know that because I was a child actor. And like the stuff that I booked was comedy.
Oh, you were a child actor?
But also smarty pants, right? You were smarty.
I was super.
You were good at school.
Can I say?
Love school, big ol' nerd.
I only know one other child actor and she listens. Hi, Hannah. And she's like awesome. Well-rounded, delightful, easy to hang out with.
Did she go to real school? Did she go to real school?
I think she did. She'll text me as soon as she listens to this.
Hannah, I gotta know.
I don't think she went to...
But is that what you claim for your normalcy?
I think, no, she didn't go to real school.
Then she did something really, truly incredible.
She's spectacular. No, she's spectacular.
She beat the odds.
But you went to real.
I went to real school.
In what town?
In Burbank. Go Bulldogs.
Burbank,
bro.
California.
Yep.
Do you still live in Burbank?
No.
Where do you live now?
But Burbank lives in me.
I don't say where you live on the podcast.
Yeah, don't say that.
We'll talk about
okay,
it after.
But, yeah. I live in Los Angeles on east of the middle.
East
what
of
I'll
the middle.
Say.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But
yeah,
I also
yeah,
live
yeah,
east
yeah,
of the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
I feel comfortable saying that.
And when Burbank lives in you, What does that mean? When you say Burbank, mm-hmm. as a person who grew up in Burbank, what's the shape of Burbank in your spirit? Do you know what I'm saying? When I think of Burbank as mm-hmm. a transplant, mm-hmm. I think of Porto's and I think of like...
We're thinking a lot of the same things.
And I think of the Empire Center. Yeah.
Yes.
And that's what Burbank is in my spirit, but what is it to you?
Burbank to me is families that have lived there for decades.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's like a house.
You don't have to sing. You can also just paint a picture.
I'm painting a picture.
Oh, yeah, please.
It's a white picket fence. It's a dog.
Okay.
And it's amazing Armenian food.
Oh, what is Armenian food?
Khorvats.
What are the...
Lavash. Grape leaves.
Okay, so it's like...
It's like Greek.
Greeky, Middle Eastern-y food?
Yeah, it's okay. Like Greek and Iranian okay. food. But yeah, it's like ground meats.
Okay.
Shaped along a saber.
Okay.
Grilled over a charcoal fire.
Because in Detroit, we grew up around a lot of Lebanese people. And yeah. that's starting to sound like Lebanese food.
Absolutely. It's very similar.
Okay.
I think I just had something on a saber the other day.
And it's so good.
Okay. White picket fence, dog.
Mm-hmm.
And beautiful foods.
Yeah.
And you have a lot of like, I feel like you have a lot of homies from... Those are your homies.
Homies. Yeah. My best friends are the people that I met like when I was 11.
Wait, first of all, that's so magical.
Yeah.
Second of all, I just realized you are uniquely qualified to comment on whether you are pro or con the new international terminal at the Burbank Airport.
Oh, yeah. They're putting an international terminal in there.
So, so deeply anti.
Oh,
wow.
I knew it.
Wow.
You're a purist.
Wow.
Well, okay. Here's the thing. What's good for me is not always what's good for the world.
No, totally.
Sure.
Or what's good for Burbank.
Sure.
And we have to think mostly about what's good for Burbank.
Yeah.
We should. But for me, what happened was is that they demolished my favorite parking lot.
Oh.
My favorite parking lot. The and in sickness. Burbank, that's saying a lot.
No, because there's so many.
Yeah. Lot E.
Lot
the,
E.
The economy parking.
Yeah.
Or maybe
yeah,
it was Lot
yeah.
A. I don't
it's
remember.
It's kind of like they paved Paradise and put up a parking lot, but in this instance, it's they destroyed an awesome parking lot and put up an international terminal.
Yeah. And I'm furious. It was $9 a day. It was $9 a night.
A day?
Yeah.
For parking while you're flying.
Maybe
what?
It was 13. Maybe it was 13.
Either way, bro, that's unbelievable.
It was unbelievable.
We've never had a deal like that in LA's history.
Mm-hmm. And the other day, and by the other day, I mean several months ago, maybe over a year.
Hey, that counts. When I say the other day, that's like a 5-year swath.
Absolutely. Oh,
1,000%.
It could be. Yeah. It could be. I pulled in to the driveway and I stopped my car because I couldn't drive anymore because it was a gate and behind the gate was a big pile of dirt. And by a big pile of dirt, I mean like
the beginnings of the international terminal.
Yes. And I was so sad. But so here's the good thing about the international terminal is that when you walk in the airport now, they have like pictures of like AI generated what they think the terminal's going to look like.
Oh, great. Oh,
and
great.
I did notice
some renderings.
Yeah, some renderings. And in my favorite one, the two shops are Farms and Market.
Farms and Market.
Yeah. One shop is Farms and Market.
Yeah.
And then the other shop is Fashion Clothes.
Okay, can I say that?
Oh, my God.
Nothing can be stranger than the reality of the situation, which is that there's one restaurant and it's Guy Fieri's Flavor Kitchen or whatever it's called.
Yeah, but I love that. Have you had that food? It's good.
Yeah, it's fire. It's honestly fire. But what I'm saying is like, what did they say? Stranger than fiction?
Yes.
Yeah.
The reality is always the weirdest option.
Yes.
Maybe we're living in a super weird timeline.
I just want, can you guys?
I hope.
Can you guys hit me with the jingle for Fashion yes. Clothes real quick? That's what I need is, mm-hmm. it's gonna, here's your chords. That's it. Actually, or whatever you okay. want. Can you, Al, you wanna hit me with Fashion Clothes real quick?
Yeah.
Fashion Clothes? This week at Fashion Clothes, we've got fashion and clothes.
Yes.
Put it on outside.
Put it on outside.
It's an outdoor mall.
Sale. This week at Fashion Clothes.
Fashion Clothes. You wear it. you wear it.
That is actually what Fashion Clothes jingle would be.
You
it would be just as AI
it.
As that. You wear it. That's it. That's
you're wearing it.
Yeah, I
but
love
that. But we
didn't
even need AI for that. We came up with that with our meat brains.
Our absolute
losers.
Not a single bit of GPU up there. Dude, uh-uh. There's no GPU up there right now for
running
me.
Zero.
Computing power?
No CPU, no GPU.
You know what fuels
it's
your
baby
GPU,
took it all.
Brother?
Baby took it all. What are the words?
Coffee. I said, you know what fuels your GPU, brother? Coffee.
Yeah, the problem
get
is...
Get into it.
This one's mine.
That one's yours. The problem is when I do coffee right now, it gets me back to zero and then anxiety. It doesn't get me up. Do you know what I'm saying? Do you have this? Do you have the anxiety?
I got that.
How does your anxiety manifest?
Mine?
Yeah.
It feels
physical or emotional?
It feels physical. Mm. Both. It feels a little bit shaky. It's in my tummy and it's the same. It's in my tummy. Mm-hmm. And it's the same feeling I get like when I said something accidentally mean to a friend or stupid. Like, I have that like...
Or when you ask someone when they're due and they're not pregnant.
That.
Yeah.
Yes.
That feeling you get when your stomach flips, that's guilt. What my anxiety... My
yes.
anxiety feels like guilt. Like embarrassment.
Looming
guilt.
Shame. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. For something
oh,
that you...
Sucks.
Yeah. Something that
Dude,
you forgot.
Is that not what everyone else's is?
That's what mine is.
I think everyone's is a little different. You feel guilty?
What is yours, Grant? What's your anxiety shape? Where does it live? And then we have to get back to our guest.
Yeah. No, it's similar.
I'm happy here.
It definitely feels like guilt, I guess.
Is it in your belly or is it where is it in your are you chewing on stuff in your brain? What's the
it's everywhere and it depends on the kind of food I had the previous hours before that.
I see.
Oh, food dependent.
But
I
don't know.
I think for me, if I'm anxious, it doesn't happen often.
Congrats.
It's amazing.
I know.
No, I'm
proud of you.
I am like so blessed. I think it's like something upset me, but it's not always the guilt feeling. Like sometimes I'll have a pit in my stomach because of something that happened that day and it's not necessarily guilt or my fault, but
sure.
it, the pit will still live.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
That.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's medical. For instance, recently, and when I say the other day, I mean like 3 days ago, I noticed that I can see the mole on my face now. When I say see, I mean right now I can see it.
Oh, like
in
can,
my
like,
periphery.
Oh.
Which means it must have grown. Because you know how you can always see your nose, but your brain just erases it?
Yes.
Or
it's a new thing.
It's a new
I'm
thing. So your brain goes like, hello?
So yes. I'm like, hello, I can see my mole.
Or
and I'm like,
your
holy
eyes
shit.
Are improving. Did you think about it this way? Could be that your eyes
like
are improving.
My field of vision is getting sort of like longer.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're sick. Expanding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, period. But it could be that I have cancer on my face. And that is a thing that I've been having, like, what one could call anxiety about.
Have you guys ever gotten a mole map?
No, but I'm nervous to stand there naked.
Me too. Well, yeah. No, that's not what I'm nervous for. I don't care about that. What a blessing for them.
I feel nervous about standing there naked and being observed.
They should be so lucky.
No, they should be so lucky. For me, it's like that they're going to see one of my moles and be like, oh my God.
You freak.
You haven't come in yet? Like, yeah, that's like uber mega cancer.
Ugh.
Yeah.
You're
on
gross
your butt.
And going to die.
Yeah.
From your butt.
From my butt. And yeah. that's what
Imagine
scares me.
Imagine dying from your butt.
That.
Dude.
It happens
dying
all the time.
Dying butt first.
Dying butt first sucks.
That sucks.
Elvis, huh?
You know...
In a way.
In a way. Elvis, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, back to our guest, Mary Lou.
We are talking about Mary Lou. We're talking about her dying butt first.
Yeah.
Yeah, which we don't want to do.
I would go other ways first, I think.
Yeah, hands first, head first.
Mouth first.
Oh. Just,
yeah, yeah. You're
teeth,
taking
teeth first.
You're taking a bite out of the,
yeah.
a bite out of the afterlife.
If I had to pick, I'd like to die feet first.
Feet first?
Furthest so away from my thinker.
So you could dip your toes into death and see how it feels?
Well, it just feels like it would take a while to get to the real juice.
Well, yeah, but then you know it's coming and you like have to deal with that.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah,
but aren't we all dealing with the fact that we'll die someday?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm putting it off.
Back to Mary Lou.
I'm busy. Okay, so smarty pants, good at school.
Huge.
Enjoyed school.
AP?
Love. A pizzle.
Yeah.
Out the whizzle.
Which was your favorite?
Oh, at our school, we had a sort of legendary AP US history teacher.
So did we at our school.
I don't know. It just attracts like just the absolute best and coolest
yeah,
dudes.
Yeah, there's something.
Usually.
Dude, he was a dude.
White
yeah.
guys.
Yeah. But white guy, ultimately.
It is,
white
it
guy.
Is their
white
highest
guys,
form.
White guys love history, bro.
White guys love
white
history.
White guys love World War II.
They're like, I feel comfortable in this place.
Yeah.
I feel comfortable in this space.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah. APUS.
APUS.
And was it, were you good at, this is such a boring question, but were you good at school because it came natch, or you like, or you work hard? You like working hard, or both?
That is a great question. And I'll tell you that I was very proud that school came natch to me.
Okay.
And I looked down upon the kids that were good at school because they, no, the kids that were good at school, but good because they worked at it. I was like, I'm better because it comes naturally to me. And then as an adult,
that came back to bite you, huh?
Realized that those kids are way more equipped, set up for life, yes, and success and happiness.
Dude, yes, and I totally get this because yeah, well, things that come naturally.
I always work hard.
Things that come naturally,
good
like
for you. That's still, why you're so well adjusted.
Still to this day,
you set yourself up. If it's natch, you set yourself up for like it will. Your brain at 16 is like it will always be natch.
It will always be natch.
And then you don't. And then you play catch up, realizing it's not always natch.
Uh huh.
And you gotta build the muscles that other kids were building,
yeah,
when they learned it wasn't natch at 8 years old.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. I had to learn how to study. I had to like learn with being okay at being not amazing at something at my first try.
Yes. Yes.
And that was really hard and bad.
Yeah.
For a person. So
no,
like,
totally. And you are one.
I am one person. Yeah. I am. So far.
Wait, do you have siblings? What's your sibling?
I do. I have a brother who is 9 years older and a sister who is 10 years older.
Whoa, 9,
whoa,
10.
You're
nine
a baby.
And 10. I'm baby.
Are they
baby
here in LA?
My brother is here in LA. My sister is in San Diego, where I was actually born. And then they like stayed in San Diego when I moved to LA permanently.
Yeah. Okay.
And they're actually half brother, half sister. So I'm both the youngest and my mother's only child, which is why I'm so annoying.
No, I get that.
There was
but we're annoying for the reason of our siblings. So I think it's like
you guys like compliment each other.
You're going to be annoying
yeah,
no matter what.
Yeah, for sure, for sure, for sure. I was going to be annoying no matter what.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. You were going to be annoying no matter what.
This combination of genes. Yeah.
Yeah. No matter what.
Yeah. But no, they're great. They raised me quite a bit.
The Sibbos.
I thought you were saying your parents. I was like,
oh, my parents raised me a lot.
Ultimately their job.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, that's so that's a fun shape that we didn't have. We were all like in the same,
yeah,
four of us all in the same house at the same time.
How did you feel about
it?
You seem angry.
No, I just mean
there was anger there.
All the same time. There was like more bunk beds vibes than like distance betwixt us.
Did
vibes.
You have the thing that I saw in cartoons all the time where you like fight over the bathroom?
Oh, I don't remember that.
I don't remember fight. We fought.
Get on. I need to take a shower.
We actually did a thing that they don't show in cartoons, which was we like MMA style physically fought in an attempt to hurt each other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We would when we were younger.
We
for
fought
sure.
crazy.
Grant and I had enough distance, and I knew Grant immediately could take me. So there was never a fight with Grant and I.
Once
because
a certain age.
What?
Well, once we hit a certain age.
Oh, yeah.
Not
young.
Yeah.
Oh, young.
Allie, do you remember the one time? I think I've brought this up before, and I don't know if it's a dream or a real memory, and that I punched you on the face on the sled hill. Punch you in the face on the sled hill. Do you know what
I'm
talking
about? Yeah, you got so mad.
Yes.
And I was laughing, and you punched me in the face.
Yes.
And I kept laughing. How baller is that?
Whoa. That's really baller.
That was the only time I ever hit any of my siblings.
I'm awesome. Still laughing, brother. I actually have such a vague memory of it. It's crazy how you can be like white hot with anger and physically fight someone and then kind of like forget that it happened.
Yeah.
That's like
siblings
real siblings
can do
shit.
That.
Yes.
I lived with sisters.
Oh.
And they are still besties. They still live together. They own a house together.
What age did you guys live together?
22 to like 26.
So the volatile like, time in
like
life
post,
for two sisters.
Post-college vibes.
Yes, yes, okay. After
okay.
college.
Okay.
And like the youngest sister was my best friend growing up.
Great.
And then it was her older sister that like we went to high school together.
Hell yeah.
And they are best friends.
They were tearing each other to shreds.
And
huh?
they would like scream at each other and then be like, I made popcorn. Do you want to watch a movie?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
In minutes.
It's
and
wild.
I like as an only child who I never fought with my siblings.
It would be
very weird if like in
oh, well, a 10 year
an adult
gap.
Is fighting
right.
with like a
yeah,
child.
Yeah,
you
right,
know?
Right, right.
Well, like Gabe and Annie don't fight. Annie, our little sister,
our youngest
is
sister,
9 years
eight
younger
years,
than you.
8
yeah.
years, 9 years apart.
Yeah. So that would be weird. You'd
crazy.
Be beefing with a child.
Yes.
You know?
Yes,
like
yes. Which, having a baby daughter right now, sometimes I am beefing with a child.
Yeah. And she probably deserves it because
she's
smart.
Smarter than me already. She doesn't.
Tough.
She doesn't she's like cool. my I'm on ideas. Her side, obviously. I've literally started saying to her, I've taken something away or I like try to do something to keep her safe. And what's coming out of me now is, be nice to me. I literally am like, hey, I'm going to take that away. Be nice to me. Please be nice to me.
My brother would ask my mom, he'd go, I just want to play with her. Why is she so mean to me?
Yes.
I was like 2 years old, because I was just like, ow!
Yeah, because they don't.
That's what they do.
Right. You're learning it, and you're learning that you have control.
Yeah.
And
how to push back.
But I'm literally being like, hey, can you please be nice to me?
Daddy loves you so
Daddy
much.
Daddy loves you. So much, please, please, oh please. Anyway, so you were living with the sisters.
Oh yes, and they would fight over like something. I thought that you made us late, or I thought that you thought that I was making us late. Stuff that just shouldn't become a fight.
Excellent fodder.
Would become just like not nasty, but just like, serious.
Yeah.
So it's the perfect thing to fight up. These types of things are the perfect thing to fight about because there is no truth because it's nonsensical.
Like, I heard a tone in your voice.
Yes. Yeah.
That you thought that maybe I was in the wrong.
Nothing can be proven or disproven.
Yeah.
The sort of sibling 3D chess of the word I'm saying is not actually what I'm saying, but you know every movement I have and every shape of my face. Mm-hmm.
And the last time I used that word.
Yes. The Rolodex.
And that's what I'm referring to. Even if that's not what the word means, but you know that's what I mean.
I actually feel like it must. I mean, I'm not in a long-term like romantic relationship, so correct me if I'm wrong. But I feel like it must be good training for long-term like partnership because you just are used to like being so fucking mad at someone and then being like, well, ultimately we're here and we're going to get over it.
It should be.
I think the shape is different.
Of course.
Can be mad at you guys and talk to you guys in a way that I can't talk to my wife, obviously.
Because ultimately, she can leave.
She can leave.
She can leave. And differently, we got to sleep in the same bed and I don't got to sleep in the same. I don't got to.
We can ignore each other for a while.
For a couple of days if I don't want to.
There are times where I'm like pissed off at Gabe for some reason and it's usually something logistical and I'm like, this fucking guy. And then I don't like, I'll never bring it up to you because it doesn't matter because it will just pass. Yeah. And then it'll happen again in 6 months or 2 weeks or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's life, baby.
Yeah.
So I thought it was beautiful. It was something beautiful and incredible to witness and very stressful sometimes as a like only child in those years.
Yeah.
But it was beautiful.
My best friend growing up was the middle brother of three brothers. And similarly, I would be in environments where all of a sudden they're fist fighting. And it's the same feeling I'd imagine you have where you're like, I don't know. I'm in the car with you guys. We're never going to recover. I don't know. I'm in the space.
I'm witnessing.
I don't know how to fit into it.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's not my job to like stop this. But, no. Like,
that's when you just like Homer Simpson.
Totally, bro.
Into the bushes.
Like, fully disappear while they're just like punching each other.
And then they somehow work it out, and you just come out back out of the bushes like.
And you're like, we good now?
Well, it's like when you were a kid and you were over at someone's house and their parents yelled at them. And
yes,
you were
it's
like,
the same feeling.
Yes.
Oh, it's the same feeling.
I think parents yelling is worse.
That way scarier.
That's the most disassociation I've maybe ever felt.
In your life.
When your friend is getting yelled at by a parent, your physical being is there. Your spirit.
You're like, I have to escape.
Is in what world does Zelda live in?
Why is it so bad?
Do you know what I'm talking
up there.
Why where is it Zelda, so bad when you're a kid?
What world is that where Zelda is? My brain was like, my body, my
spirit. Hyrule.
Yes. My spirit is in Hyrule. My body is here in Detroit, Michigan. My spirit is in Hyrule.
There's some parent being like,
no, literally. No, totally. Totally. And I told you to pick up. And when I came home, I didn't want to see any more stuff in the lawn. And I'm fully. Your
Could
mom and
haiku
I have asked
about
you.
Siblings?
Oh, yeah, we should do a haiku about soon. This is Grant's job to keep us on time because we just kind of, it gets couch vibes and we
I love
just kind of do
vibes.
Nothing.
We could literally sit and do this all day.
So here's how it goes. The listeners, who by the way are called Adoits. And let me tell you why.
Adoits. Yeah, I would love to know.
The group chat that has just the three of us on it for logistics for this, Allie named it.
It used to be called Mom Said, but then Gabe's team made a Mom Said group chat, so I was like, I have to change ours.
We gotta change it.
So Allie tried to make it idiot group for just idiots, so that it was...
Because that's what it is.
What it is.
Absolutely.
But misspelled it, so now Siri sometimes will be like, new message from idiot group for just adoids. Because she accidentally misspelled.
I spelled idiot wrong.
So well, then now, that's perfect.
So now listeners of the pod are called fellow adoids. They're all fellow adoids. So they know this already, but we, at this point in the show, after we kind of shoot the shit for a while, we try to maybe think about something that we talked about, whatever it is, mm-hmm. and do a haiku, which is 5 syllables, 7 syllables, 5 syllables. Now, some people have taken that and done 5 words, 7 words, 5 words. That's wrong.
That's wrong.
But I have done a bad job in the past of explaining. It is 5 syllables. 7, 5.
Thank you.
Yeah.
She went to real school.
I know you know.
AP.
Thank you.
But I just have done a bad job in the past of explaining
AP.
It.
Okay. AP. She's an AP ass bitch.
And you went an AP.
I'm an AP ass bitch.
Actually, when you
an APAB.
When you follow Mary Lou, that's actually her bio.
Her Instagram bio.
Maybe it will be.
APS
Maybe
bitch.
I'll change it. Sounds awesome.
Al, do you want to do
AP
a haiku
the
about
house
something?
Boots the house down.
Is this
down.
You doing a haiku?
Oh, okay. AP ass boots the house down ass bitch ass AP. P. Smarty Pants McGee.
Normally I try to repeat the ones that she did, but that one didn't stick. That
yeah, because it was
AP the house boots.
That was my haiku, but it was like also
a
like
riddle.
Postmodern art.
Yeah.
Like also.
It was unbelievable.
Thank you. Guys.
It like rhymed. It was beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. And yours?
You,
my
yeah,
haiku.
Go ahead. Yeah. Yeah. We can count for you, whatever you need.
Sisters, when you fight,
whoa, she's going so fast.
I'm scared, and I don't know why you do this to me.
Wow,
that was so fast and so clean.
That
so
was
fast.
Clean.
Sisters, when you fight,
I'm scared,
and I don't know why you do this to me.
Sisters,
whoa.
Wait, okay, we've talked about this too many times on this podcast already, but are
sisters,
you
sisters, there were never such devoted sisters.
I'm
so glad nobody knew the words too.
Lord help, why did we pick that key?
I don't know.
The
podcast.
Right. Lord help the podcast.
The nuns who are like, and you're so good at that, sister.
Have you seen this podcast?
No.
It
okay.
Just started surfacing all over the internet.
There is one nun. But by the way, they're coming for our bag because they're all siblings, sisters.
What? Oh, siblings in Christ.
Siblings. I see siblings, okay. Siblings in Christ. Siblings in Christ.
Literally sisters, all
yeah.
of them.
Yeah.
Sister
yeah.
wives.
Podcast. Yeah. No, to God.
Wives
married to God.
God.
Married
yes.
to God
Whoa.
Himself.
Wow.
Married to God themselves.
Married to God, it's, yeah.
Themself.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Now, it's this nun who basically just like brings her sisters on the pod. And she's like, sister, what do you love to do? And the one sister will be like, sister, I love to cook. And she'll be like, and you're so good at that, sister. And they are radiating with the joy of Jesus Christ. I swear to fucking God.
It's so contagious sometimes.
They are radiating with the joy of God.
So
and they,
awesome.
You can tell they love each other. There's a weight like missing from their spirits that I'm like, holy shit, they have figured it out. And though I think.
They don't have to pay rent.
Well, while I think the joy of Jesus Christ may be part of it, there is ultimately, they have taken a vow of not talking to any men.
Oh, that's gonna hit well.
She
that's
said,
gonna hit
I
well.
I love to cook, and the other one went, and you're so good at that, sister. And they're like,
and they're absolutely living their dreams.
And they're like, remember when we were playing cards and we got competitive, sister? Oh my God, sister, I love playing cards with you, sister.
And that you're so good at that, sister.
That sounds idyllic.
I have a question.
Wait, I didn't do my haiku.
Oh,
can I do a haiku?
No, I have an important question, though.
Yeah.
Okay, ask your question.
I want to hear the question.
Are all the sisters diddly oinking, bro?
No. First of all, diddly oinking is offensive to everyone.
No, you know what I mean, though?
No, we know what you mean when you say diddly oinking.
Yeah, we fucking know what you mean.
I also want to know.
Yeah.
I also want
to
know.
I have to imagine that historically the convent was full of women who were inclined a certain way, whether it's
Sure.
In order to escape oppressive.
So you're saying they were diddly oinking.
No. And what I actually would like to request from here on out is that we don't use that for anyone, anyway, in any reason.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Okay. Yeah.
We do need a replacement then.
I'm just saying, I would say, well, like what I would say is fucking ultimately.
Are they?
Yeah.
Making love?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's asking if they're from the Church of Our Lady of Degeneres. Which church are they?
You're sick. No, these women specifically.
You're absolutely disgusting.
These women specifically have taken a vow to the Lord Jesus Christ, and they're not doing shit with nobody, allegedly. But I will say, when they're like, you're so good at that, sister, I'm like, this is charged.
It is a little charged.
It feels charged.
No,
yeah,
no. Erotic. Maybe I'm saying it in a more flirty way than she says it, like, because that's just, I'm a Libra, but I will send you the videos.
Love that about you.
I love it.
What was it called? Farms Market?
Farms and Market.
Okay, great. Farms and Market. We have fruit and veggie. If you want, eat the fruit veg. Farms
sucks.
And Market.
I have a picture. I'll show you guys Farms and Market and fashion
farms
clothes.
Farms and Market and fashion clothes.
It's so good.
It's so good.
It, like, I was walking down, you know, the fake terminal at the end of the Burbank terminal?
Yes.
The one that's like made of cardboard?
Yes.
That they just that like shoved on the end?
That
yes.
Airport is.
That
airport
is
crazy. It is so crazy.
Yeah.
So I'm walking down that. It's like this little hallway in between the real airport and the fake airport that they added on. Uh-huh. And there's like pictures on the wall. And I actually did like a double take.
You said
farms.
Hold on now. Now hold on now.
And
farms
market.
And market.
Fashion clothes.
I am loving, first of all, the posture that you're getting into. You're about to lay down.
I'm getting so
and
comfy.
I'm actually
Here's
loving
the
it.
Thing.
Let me put my toes under
your
thigh because my toes
really
get cold.
Really think about this. If a grocery store in your neighborhood opened called Farms and Market, you'd be like, fuck.
That's cute.
Yeah, brother.
Yeah. I'd be like, that's cute. I love
and
it.
And actually, ultimately, every market
I'd be going.
Has farms. There would be. You're not just going to have one farm market.
Right. Did you know that Shitton disease has reached California?
Stop. No. Somebody told me it was done. They told me it was over.
No, Taylor Farms. It's made its way. Isn't it Taylor Farms?
It is Taylor Farms.
Yeah.
Is it just the lettuce? Is it more than the lettuce? I don't even like lettuce. Oh.
I'm making Caesar salad for all my friends this evening. And I've actually, there's been some concern about which lettuce is going to be used for the Caesar salad this evening. I'm not planning on poisoning my friends, but it could happen if I buy the wrong lettuce. Because lately in the United States, there's a pooping disease.
Wow.
No leaves.
No leaves.
No leaves.
Careful of the leaves.
Your poopies if you eat the leaves.
No, but truly people are shitting.
Well, I thought it was bad. Like in Michigan and like New Hampshire and then California was fine. It's calm.
I was kind of into the idea because it felt like a cleanse, but I heard that there's other things besides the shit-in. like feeling sick.
There's other things besides the shit-in. Okay, each and every week we have friends send in a voice memo of a problem that they're having. Adoits send in a voice memo of something that's going wrong in their life or something they need help with, and we try to solve their problem through the power of
beautiful
music.
Music.
Or at the very least... or at the very least, music.
Music. I'm supposed to say music every week, and for whatever reason, I can't do it right. I don't know why.
I loved it.
This is the
music.
This is I must admit, this is the first time that this one came in as I was on my way here, and I haven't had a chance to pre-check it.
Wait, so, Gabe, it might be weird.
I know. So there's a chance. There's a chance.
Grant will cut it.
Yes, there's a chance we'll cut this, and we'll take a quick second, and we'll reset.
Okay.
But
awesome.
If not, watch it be super mild, but. Just in case, this comes in from our friend Monica.
Hello, Allie. Hello, Grant. Hello, Gabe.
Hi.
I wanted to send you my problem, which is that I have been living in New York and
huge problem.
New Orleans for my whole entire life, mainly New York.
Both.
And it looks like now I am moving to LA for reasons.
Great. Not a problem.
I know nothing about LA, but more importantly,
you heard about our airports.
I think you can help me is that my siblings, of which I have three, are not moving to LA.
Right.
And tough. I need to know how to get them to do so.
We've already done that.
And also my uncle, if you have time, but if you don't have time,
we might not have time for the
okay. We can,
LA
yeah,
with your beautiful Mearshek.
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 I love anyway, Monica.
I love the pod. Thank you so much.
Wait, that was a great one.
Monica, you're perfect.
Oh, she just at the end said peace, which I like.
Even
what
better.
An
which
amazing
I like.
Exit.
And, even better.
This has been our sort of. We've been doing.
Someone signed off of a corporate meeting the other day saying, "I hope you all have a good life."
Wow.
It's someone that
did
I meet with regularly.
Did they instantly kill themselves? Did they yeah. instantly like, shoot themselves
like,
in the
he
head?
He like left the meeting early. He was like, "I hope everyone has a good life." And I was like, "Fuck yeah, brother."
Yeah, I agree with his sentiment, but there's kind of a finality to that yeah. that I don't really
know. I was like, that was.
And I'll never see you again.
No, literally.
Because I'm jumping off a cliff.
I was like, I actually was like, that was epic.
Yeah.
Like, what an epic and dramatic way to exit a what is otherwise sort of dry profession. Okay, we need to help Monica.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Monica, if you want to get your siblings out to LA, I would recommend a couple things. I would recommend a couple things. Tell them about the museums and the good weather we have, but mostly don't tell them about the fires.
Right.
Yeah.
Keep the fires under wraps.
Keep the fires under wraps. You can tell them about the baseball games, but keep the fires under wraps.
Once they get here, they'll smell the stinky smell of chemicals burning, but they'll already be here.
That's yeah. right.
Okay. They can't smell the stink from where they are today.
Yeah. Just keep the fires under wraps.
Cause when they get here, they're gonna love it, and they'll be trapped.
They'll be trapped.
Much like we are.
Mm-hmm.
Trapped.
Cause it's beautiful and the sun shines every day.
Yes.
And that's all we have to say about that.
Cause we're keeping the fires under wraps. Don't tell any of your siblings. Keep the fires under wraps. They don't need to know about them. Keep the fires under wraps. And the parking prices as well. Keep the fires under wraps.
Don't mention the traffic either. Yeah.
Keep the fires under wraps.
Have a website that you go to for the air quality.
Keep the fires under wraps.
Actually, the tacos on the street are literally always good.
Keep yeah.
the fires under wraps.
Fires under wraps.
Everywhere.
Fires under wraps.
Farms and market, fashion clothes.
And if your uncle wants to move here, actually, we don't have time.
Unless your uncle has a pool.
Or will have a pool.
Unless your uncle will have a pool.
If he wants a pool, this is the place to be.
There is pools
and we'll
everywhere.
Go to and we'll go to that.
We'll go to that.
I'd like to go
and
to
and we'll
that.
To go to that.
Literally, if you have a pool, if you're evil or awesome or scary or radical,
I'll go to that.
Yeah. Well, that's why famously villains have boats and still they be filling those boats full of people. People are like, that's a bad guy, but I really want to be
I
on
really
a boat.
I really want to go on that boat.
Ultimately, yeah. It's a law of the universe that bitches will get on any boat.
Yeah. Bitches be loving boats.
They're like cars, but like so much more precarious.
Totally.
You know?
And the breeze.
But they
can
sink.
And they that exactly yeah. like at any second this could sink, but it's not, and that says something about
that
its power.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know, the other day I was walking in Prague, flex, and
wow.
I
whoa!
Saw.
Wow!
No, I know. And I saw a sign that said like, "Secret gallery" with an arrow pointing down an alleyway. And
this
I was
sounds
like,
hold on. This sounds like an absolute. I know exactly the way. to get every single millennial girl to fall into a trap. Put up a sign.
A neon sign.
A neon sign.
It's pink.
What should it say? Should it say work opportunities here? No.
They'll know that's a trap.
Yes. Will it say reasonable mortgage rates here? No.
That
seems
it's
fake.
Too obviously
no.
fake.
Will it say, oh, I know. It'll say secret gallery. Yes. Secret gallery.
It'll catch a Tiffany or Jessica or Mallory.
Yes. Woo! They'll all want to come to the secret gallery. Don't even have to be specific about what the gallery is.
No, it won't matter.
As long as they know they can be seen there. If they can be seen there, either digitally or literally.
Because it implies aesthetics.
Yes.
And it implies culture.
Yes, it's a secret gallery.
Yeah, I would go.
I would go to that. So what was in it?
So I saw the sign. It said secret gallery pointed down an alleyway. It was like I took a photo of it because I was like, holy shit, they almost got me.
You didn't go?
I saw the sign and I went, damn, I would be so easy to kidnap for real.
Yeah.
And I'm alone in a country
where
I don't know anyone. And it was a makeshift sign pointing down an alleyway.
Yeah.
And I was like, ultimately, I have a sense of adventure. Yeah. Of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
But you're in Prague.
But... Yeah. It was like,
how makeshift are we talking?
That's a good question.
I think
makeshift I was picturing
in a cool way or makeshift in a. Yeah,
I think it had been laminated with packing tape.
Ooh, see, that's right on the line for me.
Ooh, that's tough.
It's right on the line
because
for you?
It implies effort.
Yes.
It implies a desire to make it last.
It implies a little bit of whimsy, honestly.
A little
Some
bit of whimsy.
Yes.
No, I know. Well, I had just exited a. I had just exited a Salvador Dali gallery. Did we talk about this last week?
No.
I made the decision Salvador Dali gallery. And by the way, do not skewer me for this.
Don't look at my camera when you say that.
I think
look at your own camera.
I saw, and maybe I'm angry at men. Okay.
Reasonable.
I know I'm angry at men.
Yeah.
But I see a picture of him with his mustache being the way it is.
Yeah.
And I was like,
shut the fuck
fucking
up.
Fucking asshole.
Yeah. Yeah. You're actually right.
I get, oh my God.
Okay.
I'm walking around the Salvador Dali gallery like, I've dated him.
Yes.
I know him. He thinks he's so fucking special.
Yes.
He's got this vision of the world that he thinks everybody should be privy to. Mm-hmm. And he thinks that the mustache is giving him some sort of power, kind of like Samson in his hair.
Yes.
And he's making a face that I know. He's evil. I can just tell he's evil.
Yes.
And he's got this woman that's his muse.
Of course.
Yes. Sometimes he signs her name at the bottom of his art because she's influenced him that much.
Exhausting.
Manipulation tactic.
Fuck up.
That's only when she's mad at him.
Straight up. I'm not kidding you guys. Again, I'm going through something clearly, but I'm walking around this gallery being like, you know what? Fuck you. You're not tricking me.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not tricking.
Oh, the clock melted. What? Because you were late? I told you to be there on time and you painted a melty clock.
I'm reading all the quotes from him being like, if some guy said this to me today, I'd be like, oh.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
Absolutely. The thing is, I was an art history major. Nerd.
Wait, period?
Period.
Can you give us some insight on... Do you think I'm right?
See, that's how I know that you have incredible taste and insight. Because, yeah, he was like a total dickhead.
But I knew it.
Was he a genius? Yes.
Of course. Yeah. I'm not saying he's not a genius.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, fuck that guy.
Yeah, but like they all were. And they were all like, women are such beautiful objects to inspire me.
No.
You know?
I could feel it. I could feel it, especially they had... This exhibit was really cool, by the way, and his art is amazing.
Yeah.
And they had written quotes of things he said, like, all over the wall and all over the floor, so you could, like, read his words as you were looking at his art.
Yeah.
And I was walking around like, this guy doesn't respect women at all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, he's like, I could be friends with a woman if she was ugly. It would be super easy to be friends with a woman.
You know, what's wrong with that? You know what I mean?
If she was like a big lesbo.
It's like if I can keep my eyes at her eyes, then it's easier to talk. You know what I mean?
I just know.
Easy to be friends with women.
I just know if his ass was born in a different time, he'd be crowdfunding a short film in Los Angeles right now.
and he'd be crushing it.
And he'd be crushed. He'd be winning at TIFF.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'd be throwing parties.
He'd be winning at TIFF. And I'd be stomping around my apartment like, oh.
Did he come from money?
I think so.
Yeah.
I forget.
Seems that way.
But most of them did.
I don't remember.
You don't struggle and then paint that melty clock. That's the only... You don't struggle and then have that mustache.
He's got the friction in his soul for real.
Yeah. He does have the friction in his soul.
Poor little rich boy syndrome. Totally. I had an ex that took a 2-hour bath every single night. Reading the Stoics.
What?
Yes.
Okay, it was already
so
2-hour bath.
That's the kind Stoics. Of shit that I'm talking about.
Yes. Yeah. And it's because he didn't have any actual real problems, but he was still sad.
Yeah.
No. You know?
Yeah.
And that's just genetics, right?
Totally.
Right. But totally. Then you look for it. You're like, where? What's it from then?
Yeah.
What's it from? It's me.
I do think that we've already talked
about it. Or it's my beautiful girlfriend who loves me.
We started talking about it at the beginning of the episode, but I do think there's like a ratio of everyone has sad, but there's when the ratio of time versus sad, like if you have too much time to think about your sad, you do need a little bit of time.
You gotta get busy.
Yeah, you gotta be a little bit busy.
You gotta do something else.
We all got it in. We all got it in there.
No, uh-huh.
But if you got too much sitting time.
For all of us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Idle hands are the devil's work play. Oh no, Grant's telling
idle
us.
Idle hands are the devil's plague. No, idle minds is the devil's plague.
Idle boys are the daddy's
idle hands
boy
do
boys.
The devil's work.
Idle boys are daddy's boys.
All work and no devils.
Idle fingies need a ringies. What is it?
It's interesting that devil went straight to daddy for you, like with almost no hesitation.
Yeah, you're right.
It's crazy that the devil went straight down to Georgia.
No, yeah. And that.
And he was looking for a soul to steal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's what happens next on this podcast.
Oh my God, we have more stuff
lay it
to
on
do.
Me.
I know, we have more stuff to do.
Why do I feel like we've been sitting here for 20 minutes or 4 hours?
No, Grant
because
just
I can do
us,
this all day.
Grant just showed us.
Because I'm so comfortable.
No, me
I know.
Too. I'm driving the fuck out.
You are the first. You are the first leaner guest, which
really?
We're loving. Yes,
I love it.
Yes. This is what we seek.
Yeah,
okay,
but you're
good.
The first to actually take the bait.
I hope it looks okay, and I'm not just like crotch forward in the camera. Grant,
it's
how
both.
Am I doing? QAQC me.
I will say, Grant. Is great at a lot of things, horrendous at QAQC. We will have a whole episode come out and I'll look and I've got like my belly out.
Belly
the whole,
out.
No, and
no,
I'm
no.
like, hey,
belly
bro,
out.
Hey, bro, my fuzz belly just hanging out.
No,
just
that,
out the whole app.
That was QA'd and it looked great and I left
oh, it yeah,
in.
So he thought
oh, you're
about
right.
it.
Sorry.
And it,
sorry.
He that knew
was
that would
assurance.
Get the clicks.
yeah.
He knew that would get the clicks.
Okay, what happens next on this podcast is that Allie
Guys,
needs to.
I have a question.
Okay,
and I know
we but we have to keep going.
Fine, I'll do it on our next episode.
Okay.
But I want to hear
Mary Lou
it.
Won't be there.
Okay, well, maybe we'll just do 2 episodes in a row with Mary Lou. We'll just keep Mary Lou a whole extra hour.
Yes.
Unbelievable. That's actually so funny. I'm sure you're busy. Here we go. Don't say it. We'll just keep you and we'll just keep rolling part one, part two. No, we would never do that. Ask your question and then we'll move on to the next thing and then we'll keep it
so
going.
So the way you're sitting is reminding me of this ab workout I had to do at the gym the other day, which are called like clam whatever.
Yeah,
where
with
you
the legs.
Where you do
the
legs these.
So yeah,
clam.
Yeah.
And the trainer was like, just remember to thrust your clam.
Thrust your clam? You can't say
he
that.
Was like, just remember to thrust your clam.
Was it a male trainer? Not realizing
did
what he said.
Mean, did he mean like the he was referring to the exercise?
Yes,
but obviously
I can't tell if he thought that those were called clam because you're thrusting your clam.
No.
Or because your legs look like clams. But he was like, thrust your clam as hard as you can.
And there was a silence.
And I was like, no way, brother.
Yeah.
No one laughed. I was like, this is crazy to me. Like, what do you mean thrust your clam?
Was it a useful piece of information, though? Like,
did it help you do the exercise?
To be honest, it had me like wigged out.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I am thrusting. Oh, I am thrusting in such a fashion.
Well,
only I can call it my clam. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
a man,
yeah.
And my close personal friends.
A trainer at the gym can't say thrust your clam.
No.
No.
I paid to be there.
No.
Yeah.
If people are paying, you can't be referencing bits as seafood.
You
know?
That's, yeah. That's really on the line.
No,
maybe
we can't
I'll
be
give
doing
some
that.
Feedback via email.
All right, every week, Allie makes up a song.
Oh, right.
Wherein she ranks the brothers based on our behaviors this week.
Oh, good.
And which brother is best.
Okay.
You are involved in the ranking as a guest.
Okay, I would
you're
like
an
to
honorary
know.
Brother, so you're going to find out where you fall in the line.
Gonna rank my brothers as I do each week. Gonna rank my brothers as I do each week.
Pageant style, first runner-up brother this week is Grant. He left a beautiful weekend with his girlfriend away to come be here today.
Great.
I have to imagine he doesn't want to be here right now. So
yeah,
thank you for being here.
He's doing a good
Where
job.
Where were you?
I'm not going to disclose that information.
Oh my gosh.
No, he was nearby.
Kidding.
He was
I was
nearby.
I was in Palos Verdes.
Lovely.
I know. It was lovely.
A little staycation?
Yes.
Yeah. And now he's here with us. Imagine.
I know, and it's way
imagine
worse.
Imagine I would no, never done I, that. I have to, imagine being in Palos Verdes with a beautiful girl, and then you come here with us.
Yeah. Would not do that.
No. Yeah.
Wouldn't do that.
Listening to his sister talk about thrusting clam.
No.
So that
and
puts
the number
Grant.
One,
that puts Grant in second.
Number one brother this week is Marilyn.
Thank you so much.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
Wow. For what reasons? Can you give reasons, please?
Yay, she's because the best person here.
It's the ninth week in a row that I've lost. So I do need
You just didn't even place.
No, really didn't.
No.
I got third, I guess, by
You've done
If we're counting.
If we're counting.
You've done some good things in the last couple of weeks that I can recall.
Okay.
Are you sure? Are you just saying that to be nice?
Well, they weren't to me, but I know that he did a floral arrangement.
I saw that on
I did
internet.
Pretty good, huh?
It was cute. I mean, I don't think you need to be. I don't think you need to be
there
like.
Here. I posted it on Instagram. Instagram ladies were nice to me. On TikTok, women were being mean to me all over the internet.
Oh, no.
A bunch of comments were like, oof. And I was like, oof.
Okay, so.
You know what? I am glad to hear that people do still cyberbully you because sometimes I look through your comments and everyone's being like so nice.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's
And you're
not
like,
right.
Someone needs to bring this man down.
Well, it also is just
Keep
like.
You humble.
It also is just like you're not actually being successful if everyone in your comments are being nice to you. Like you haven't.
We need haters.
It's
yeah.
True.
Yeah. I do feel Mary Lou about to give me notes on my floral arrangement.
Well, I was going to say that I didn't. I wasn't going to say anything because I love you. And if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. But then you told me your vision for it and I liked it a lot more.
Okay.
You know, when you said that the green, what were they, hydrangeas?
Yeah,
was like the grass or
yes.
like the hill and then the flowers coming out of it. And then I went more like, aw.
Okay.
Like you do when your son brings home like a,
yes. yeah, like a child.
I will yeah. say if you have to describe the vision to make it make sense, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
So. I mean, I wouldn't say to quit your day job. What I was
no,
appreciating
totally.
About it was that you did put in thought and effort.
Absolutely.
I tried my little hardest. I bought those flowers.
Who's it for?
The arrangement?
Yeah.
We had some family coming over.
Oh, okay. So it was just for your house.
It was just for our house. And
then
mostly
lovely.
I know that like when we have guests, Lauren likes to have flowers, but she was too busy. So I bought them and I was mm-hmm. like, she'll want to make an arrangement. Mm-hmm. But then she was slammed at work all day. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Your boy's got to
step up.
Your boy's got to step up and arrange.
And then I loved it.
Because you can't just stick him in. You got to.
No, you can't just stick him in.
No.
I saw a TikTok of a guy being like, if you're giving your girl flowers in the grocery store pack, you're giving her a chore. Like you have to cut the stems and put them in the vase. I actually love the task of arranging flowers.
Okay. Oh,
so
I do too.
If you're listening to this and you're thinking you're going to get me flowers soon, please do keep them in the packaging and don't do ultimately what Gabe did.
Yeah. Ooh. Okay. So I love the sentiment there because there are so many gifts that are actually just chores.
Yeah.
Or like so many times that like a loved one will start a chore for you.
Yeah.
And then just like, well, then you just gave me the chore to finish.
Yes,
like,
yes,
thank you for
yes.
starting the laundry.
Yes.
Now I have to
Now
yeah.
I'm
finish
obligated
it.
To finish yeah. it at the time that it ends. Because when you start laundry, you've now obligated yourself or someone to the next 3 hours.
Yeah.
where someone has to be around. Otherwise, you got stank
jeans.
Same
with making a meringue. I started a meringue this morning and realized I didn't have time to let it bake at 250 for an hour and a half. Okay, Grant's Journal.
This
we have
is
a
Grant's
segment
journal.
Where Grant reads to us from his journal. He's just started journaling.
Grant, what do you have in your journal today?
Okay.
As we wrap up.
What I wrote down was, how many billion guys do I need?
Tell me more.
Sorry, how many billion guys do I need?
Is this in like Warhammer, or is this like
how many
like a garage guy, or like a tiling guy, or like a, you know,
oh.
I got a...
This is a bacteria guy. Because
how
I had a probiotic,
didn't expect that.
I had a probiotic drink yesterday. Okay. And you know, they all say like 4 billion guys, 50 mm-hmm. billion guys.
They do say that.
Guys?
Yeah. The little guys.
They use another unit.
Okay.
They use another
unit. I was like, is that the technical unit for a probiotic entity?
Yeah, it's a GI.
How many billion guys do you need?
How
in
many
your gut
billion
any
guys
time?
Do I need? Like,
a bunch.
Like, do I need a trillion billion guys?
Sorry, are they wiggling around in there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In your gut, they're wiggling around
in
there.
I don't know how they propel.
Depends on the kind of guy, though.
Yeah.
Some guy have flagella. Some guy have...
Sorry, there's guys with flagella in me?
Right now.
For sure.
Billions of them, probably.
For sure. Billions.
Billions? Actually.
Yeah. At
billions
least millions.
That's
yes. Yeah. Flagella.
Do they die if I die? No. They stay alive.
For a little while. They'll stay alive for a little while. Yeah.
They'll eat you.
For sure.
But I'm the source that's keeping them going.
Exactly. Yeah. Do you need that for you? Then yes.
Yeah.
You are the source that's
there's
keeping
billions
them going.
Of guys that live
that
off
you are the source.
That's true.
What else is in your journal, Grant?
Other bad ones that I'm not going to get into, but okay. We'll
should we do our titles?
Bad like uninteresting or bad like bad to the bone?
Uninteresting. Oh, I said, okay. Do the green, yellow, and red bell peppers taste different, or is that my brain tricking me?
Okay, that's not
that's
bad.
Actually a really
that's actually
good
a really
question.
Good one.
Okay.
I think they taste different.
I think they're...
because they're the same pepper,
when
but
I think
different
about,
levels of ripeness.
When I think about red, it does taste different to me than when I think about green.
No, it's not the same pepper at different levels of
it
ripeness.
Is.
No.
So
way.
You pick it at yellow, you pick it at red, or you pick it at green?
Correct.
You pick it at yellow, you pick it at red, or
you pick
it
at green?
You pick it at yellow, you pick it at red, or you pick it at green. Pick it at yellow, you pick it at red, or you pick it at green.
Mm-hmm. Same thing with jalapenos. You know jalapenos
are
red.
Jalapenos are red?
Uh-huh.
But we pick them green?
We pick them green, but if you just let it sit there, if you just let it sit there in your house or on a plant, it's going to turn red.
No, it's not.
That's
yep.
Crazy.
Okay, the last thing for today will be... we will all collectively, and not me, but we will all collectively vote on the episode title for today.
Okay.
I will give you three options, and then after you've decided in your head what your favorite option is, all three at the same time, you will go, welcome back to this week's episode, whatever you voted on.
Gorgeous.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
The options are, what's good for Burbank? Uber mega cancer? Or Spirit in Hyrule?
Oh.
Oh, that's tough.
Okay.
Give it to me again. I haven't.
What's good for Burbank?
Okay.
Uber mega cancer or Spirit in Hyrule?
Okay.
God.
And we'll say, welcome back to this week's episode. And we all say it at the same time. Mm-hmm. Ready?
Welcome back to this week's episode. What's good for Burbank?
Fuck. Gabe did this last week, too.
Wait, who did what?
We both said, what's good for Burbank?
That is a better episode.
I was thinking Spirit in Hyrule.
I was really close. I almost did Spirit
Boys
in Hyrule.
Boys Against Girls on this one.
Well, yeah. We're glad that everyone was able to listen to this week's episode.
What's good for Burbank?
Thank you so much for listening to our crazy podcast. We're so thankful to have had Mary Lou on the show.
I genuinely think we need to have
Mary Lou back.
Like anytime.
We're not done with Mary Lou because there's so much more we could do. What are we promoing? What's your handle? It's last name. What is it? What's your socials?
At Mary Lou Larry Moo, which is just Mary Lou with the first letter switched.
That's so Llama Llama Red Pajama.
It is.
That's
okay.
Awesome.
At Mary Lou Larry Moo.
Mm-hmm.
On all platforms.
On
all of them.
All the same because I can't keep track.
Mary Lou Larry Moo.
It's the one. But if you do Mary Lou Little, it's probably that one.
It'll come up.
Yeah.
It'll come up.
No, you'll see her.
The one and only. What else do we got going on? We have this comes out on Wednesday, whatever that
Yo, this weekend is our live show. You guys, yes, please come.
This weekend is our live show.
Please wow. come.
If Where? You want to be a part of it, you when? Can just be a part of it. Sunday.
I'm going to just walk on stage.
Sunday the 16th.
Sunday the 16th.
At like 7 at Lyric Hyperion.
Come, I'll come, be come, there.
Come, come. Okay, great.
I'll be there.
Literally, we'll text
we'll
you after this.
Great.
And we'll rope you into the show.
Great.
Okay, great. Breaking news. There? Mary Lou's going to be at the
I'm
show.
I'm going to be there. Guys, don't miss it.
Incredible. I have some tour dates coming up in November. I'll be in Chicago and I'll be in Nashville. We're going to announce some new dates soon. I'm working on some new stuff.
I'm going to be traveling as well, but not in a way where we could see each other.
You're Grant, going back to Prague.
I'm going back Prague to Prague again.
Grant, do you have anything you want to tell the people or should we wrap it up?
I'll be playing pickleball on Tuesday.
Okay.
That's so fun.
If you'd like to play pickleball on Tuesdays in Los Angeles, hit DM Grant and he'll tell you where it is.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. 2026, girl, cook something. There's something in your freezer. Go ahead, cook it.
If you're safe, if you're comfortable, and if there is not a man there.
2026, boys have more whimsy.
2026, Piper, put your shoes on.
And to our youngest listeners, you can join us on this one. To our youngest listeners.
Gotta go.
Goodbye.